Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone of Vadhavan Port in Palghar district of Maharashtra to provide direct connectivity to international shipping routes. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar highlights significant role of women in the making of Viksit Bharat. Country's core sector output records 6.1% growth in July. IMD forecasts very heavy rainfall over Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Chhattisgarh during next 2 to 3 days. And at Paralympic Games in Paris, India clinched 4 medals with Avni Lekra's gold, Manish Narwal's silver and Mona Agarwal's bronze in shooting. Preeti Pal gets bronze in 100-meter sprint. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of Vadhavan Port in Palghar district of Maharashtra today. Vadhavan Port, located near Dahanu town in Palghar district, will be one of the India's greatest, largest deep water ports and will provide direct connectivity to the international shipping routes, reducing transit times and costs. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that in the last decade, development on India's coast has gained unprecedented pace. He noted that the government has modernized ports, developed waterways and invested lakhs and crores of rupees in this direction. The Prime Minister added that private investment has also increased, providing benefits and new opportunities for youths. Mr. Modi said that today the whole world is looking at Vadhavan Port, which will change the economic picture of this entire region.
इस पोर्ट पर 76,000 करोड़ रुपए से ज्यादा खर्च किए जाएंगे। ये देश का सबसे बड़ा कंटेनर पोर्ट होगा। ये देश ही नहीं, दुनिया के सबसे गहरे पोर्ट में से एक महत्वपूर्ण पोर्ट होगा। ये पोर्ट महाराष्ट्र और देश के व्यापार का, औद्योगिक प्रगति का कितना बड़ा केंद्र बनेगा। इस क्षेत्र की पहचान अब तक प्राचीन किलों यानी फोर्ट से होती थी, अब इस क्षेत्र की पहचान आधुनिक पोर्ट से भी हुआ करेगी।
The Prime Minister also inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for 218 fishery projects worth around 1,560 crore rupees aimed at bolstering the sector's infrastructure and productivity across the nation. Mr. Modi apologized to Chhatrapati Shivaji and all those who were hurt by the collapse of the legendary ruler's statue at the Rajkot Fort.
Pichle dino Sindhu Durg mein jo hua, mere liye, मेरे सभी साथियों के लिए छत्रपति शिवाजी महाराज ये सिर्फ नाम नहीं है। हमारे लिए छत्रपति शिवाजी महाराज ये सिर्फ राजा महाराजा राजपुरुष मात्र नहीं है। हमारे लिए छत्रपति शिवाजी महाराज आराध्य देव है और मैं आज सर झुका करके मेरे आराध्य देव छत्रपति शिवाजी महाराज की उनके चरणों में मस्तक रख के माफी मांगता हूं।
Earlier, addressing a special Global FinTech Fest 2024 in Mumbai, Prime Minister Modi said that India's FinTech sector is going to ease the lives of people globally. He noted that India's FinTech adoption is unmatched in speed and scale, with half of the world's real-time digital transactions occurring in India. The Prime Minister remarked that FinTech has played a significant role in democratizing financial services. He added that digital transactions have diminished the menace of the parallel economy and increased transparency in the banking system. The Prime Minister emphasized that the transformation brought about by FinTech in India is not limited to just technology, but the social impact of these initiatives is far-reaching.
पिछले 10 साल में FinTech space में 31 billion dollar से ज्यादा का निवेश हुआ है। हमारे FinTech startups में 500% वृद्धि हुई है। सस्ते मोबाइल फोन, सस्ते डेटा और जीरो बैलेंस जनधन बैंक खातों ने भारत में कमाल कर दिया है।
Speaking on the occasion, Governor of the Reserve Bank of India, Shaktikant Das, opined that India now stands on the cusp of a transformation where technology will be the engine to meet the aspirations of every citizen. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Brunei and Singapore beginning Tuesday. External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal told the media in New Delhi that Mr. Modi will visit Brunei Darussalam on the 3rd of next month at the invitation of Sultan of Brunei, Haji Hassan Al-Bolkiah.
This will be the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brunei. The visit coincides with 40th anniversary of establishment of diplomatic ties between India and Brunei. Prime Minister will thereafter visit Singapore on 4th and 5th September 2024 at the invitation of Prime Minister His Excellency Mr. Lawrence Wong.
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that India cannot become a developed nation if women are not a participant in its growth. He was addressing an interactive session on role of women in Viksit Bharat at Bharati College, University of Delhi today. Mr. Dhankar said that women are the most important stakeholders in the making of a Viksit Bharat. He said that girls and women have energy and talent, and creating an ecosystem is a must for their optimal participation. The Vice President also stressed on women-led empowerment. Expressing pain over the Kolkata rape and murder incident, the Vice President said, where women and girls do not feel safe, that society is not a civilized society.
जहां औरतें लड़कियां अपने आप को सुरक्षित महसूस नहीं करती, वो समाज सभ्य समाज नहीं है, वो डेमोक्रेसी कलंकित है, वो हमारी प्रगति में सबसे बड़ा अवरोधक है.
Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah has said that cooperatives have an important role in the Prime Minister's vision of making India the world's largest organic food producing country. He said the movement for organic farming has now reached a significant stage. Mr. Shah was addressing an event organized for the signing of an MOU between National Cooperative Organics Limited and Uttarakhand Organic Commodity Board. The Union Minister said that there is now a global awareness about organic products and about a huge international market for them. He added that by tapping into this market, the share of Indian farmers in the profitable business of organic products will increase, thereby boosting their income. Mr. Shah said the health of citizens is also linked to organic farming. He further said that Amul and National Cooperative Organics Limited will establish a network of international level laboratories across the country to examine both organic land and products.
राष्ट्रीय सरकारी ऑर्गेनिक लिमिटेड और अमूल ये दो मिलकर देश भर में अंतर्राष्ट्रीय मानकों वाली लैबोरेटरीज प्रयोगशालाओं का एक जाला बुनने वाले जो ऑर्गेनिक भूमि का भी परीक्षण करेंगे और प्रोडक्ट का भी परीक्षण करेंगे कि ये ऑर्गेनिक है या नहीं है.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. India's core sector has posted a 6.1% growth in July. According to data released by the Commerce Ministry today, the combined index of 8 core sector industries measures the output of key sectors including cement, coal, crude oil, electricity, fertilizers, natural gas, refinery products and steel, which together have a 40% weight in the index of industrial production. The growth in steel production rose to a 3-month high of 7.2%. Cement output reached a 4-month high of 5.5%, reflecting a pickup in the construction activity. Petroleum production increased to an 8-month high of 6.6%, while fertilizer output was at a 7-month high of 5.3% as Kharif sowing gathered momentum due to a better monsoon this year. The coal industry output increased by 6.8%, while electricity generation rose by 7% in July. The Indian economy has clocked a GDP growth of 6.7% in the first quarter of the financial year 2024-25. Figures released by the Ministry of Statistics showed that the crucial manufacturing sector that provides quality jobs to the young workforce posted a 7% growth, while the construction and electricity sectors posted a double-digit growth during the quarter. National Security Advisor to the Prime Minister of India, Ajit Doval, participated in the signing of the founding documents of the Colombo Security Conclave. The signing event marked a significant step in regional security collaboration among India, Maldives, Mauritius and Sri Lanka. Following discussions at the 6th NSA-level meeting held in December 2023 in Mauritius, the charter and MOU of the conclave were signed in Colombo, which will pave the way for establishing the Colombo Security Conclave Secretariat. The agreement aims to enhance the grouping's role in addressing security and stability challenges in the Indian Ocean region. More from our Colombo.
Event of the Charter and MOU for establishment of CSC Secretariat gives a strong boost to regional security collaboration in the Indian Ocean. Colombo Security Conclave, also known as CSC, is a regional grouping with India, Sri Lanka, Maldives, Mauritius and Bangladesh as full-time members and Seychelles as an observer. At the signing event held today in Colombo, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval stressed the importance of collective efforts in addressing traditional, non-traditional and emerging hybrid challenges in the Indian Ocean region. With the establishment of CSC Secretariat, the regional grouping is expected to be strengthened in dealing with transnational threats and challenges of common concern to the member states. During his visit, Mr. Doval also met with the Sri Lankan leadership as well as other prominent political leaders in the island nation. For Akashwani News, Ahmed Moin Farooqi from Colombo.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Chhattisgarh and Vidarbha during next 2 to 3 days. The IMD said that these conditions will also prevail over parts of Gujarat and Vidarbha till tomorrow. Meanwhile, the deep depression formed over Kutch in Gujarat is moving westward. According to the IMD, it is likely to move westward and emerge into the northeast Arabian Sea near Kutch and the Pakistan coast. And will intensify into a cyclonic storm tonight. The cyclone is less likely to affect the Indian coast as it is expected to continue moving away from it over the next 2 days. Meanwhile, the district administration of Kutch has braced up for the possible cyclone. People living in row houses and huts have been shifted to safer places. Cautionary signals have been put up at Mundra, Kandla and Jharkhand ports as sea conditions are expected to be rough due to the storm. And now, news from Paralympic Games in Paris. India clinched 4 medals today, including a gold, a silver and 2 bronze. Avni Lekra won the gold and Mona Agarwal got bronze in the women's 10-meter air rifle competition. Avni Lekra became the first Indian woman to clinch 2 Paralympic gold medals. At Tokyo Paralympics, she had become the first woman shooter from the country to win a gold medal and a bronze in shooting. Avni bettered her previous record set in the Tokyo Games and finished at the top with a total of 249.7 to achieve new Paralympic record in the category. Avni expressed happiness over her achievement.
Happy to win a medal for my country. I'm so thankful to my team, my coaches, my parents, my country.
Mona Agarwal won the first medal for the country in the Paris Paralympics on her debut in the Games. Manish Narwal clinched a silver medal in the men's 10-meter air pistol with a score of 234.9. Preeti Pal bagged bronze in the women's 100-meter sprint as she achieved her personal best timing of 14.21 seconds to finish third in the final. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the Indian medal winners. Akashwani, in collaboration with the Women's Collective Forum, organized Violence for Women, a musical event that acknowledges women and raises a voice against violence. The primary focus of the program was to honor the women of the country through music. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone of Vadhavan Port in Palghar district of Maharashtra to provide direct connectivity to international shipping routes. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar highlights significant role of women in the making of Viksit Bharat. Country's core sector output records 6.1% growth in July. IMD forecasts very heavy rainfall over Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Chhattisgarh during next 2 to 3 days. And at Paralympic Games in Paris, India clinched 4 medals with Avni Lekra's gold, Manish Narwal's silver and Mona Agarwal's bronze in shooting. Preeti Pal gets bronze in 100-meter sprint. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.